Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 526.
Oh, now you know. So according to Tech America, xAI has laid off over 500 employees in the data annotation team. That's about one third of the data annotation department.
No, God, please, no, no!
Elon has put in charge Diego Pacini, a 20-year-old who has worked at xAI since January.
Pacini is a graduate of the elite Pingree School in New Jersey and now on leave from University of Pennsylvania. He got the job at xAI after winning an internal xAI hackathon.
Hackerman. He's the most powerful hacker of all time.
Okay, so going back to the laying off over 500 data annotation employees, why did Elon do that? Are they going out of business?
No, I believe Elon did that because instead of using generalists to annotate data, like for instance, if I was hired, I could label pictures like this a cat and a tree. Elon now wants domain-specific AI tutors, people with advanced degrees who can provide more nuanced, high-value annotations.
Oh, I see. So basically, as Grok gets smarter, Elon wants people who can teach it more advanced lessons. Not just this is a cat and this is a tree, but rather this is a common ash, Fraxinus excelsior, a deciduous broad-leafed angiosperm tree native throughout Europe, etc.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like it's already gone through kindergarten and it knows like cat.
Right. We don't
tree.
We don't need lower level annotators anymore. And so it's not really that they're in trouble. It's that they need more advanced people. So they're hiring basically they're paying a lot now per hour. I think it's up to $120 an hour to get people who really know their stuff. And we're talking beyond trees. We're talking like mathematical formulas and stuff like that. They need really smart people because how can you make someone smart or Grok smart unless you have smart people teaching it?
So basically Grok is going to college in every major and every minor at the same time.
Exactly.
Right now.
Back to school. Back to school.
And so basically Elon has just laid off all the kindergarten first grade teachers because it's basically already graduated all that.
And Elon said Diego is making the right moves. Some super smart tutors at xAI. I meet with them regularly. And xAI posted specialist AI tutors at xAI are adding huge value. We will immediately surge our specialist AI tutor team by 10x. So they're hiring more. We're hiring across domains like STEM, finance, medicine, safety, and many more. Come join us to help build truth-seeking AGI. And Arshdeep Singh, who works at xAI, said, xAI human data team is looking for the world's top experts in any domain such as finance, medical, STEM, coding, among others, to make Grok more useful in all domains. So this is actually, I think, a hiring spree.
That's really exciting.
Mm.
And it should mean that Grok is going to get even smarter.
Yes.
Which is going to be kind of crazy. So check out this headline. The government is investigating Tesla over delayed reporting of autopilot and FSD crashes.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
If you go to ground.news/NYK, you'll see that out of nearly 100 reporting sources Ground News analyzed, less than 10% are coming from right-leaning outlets, and only two are U.S. outlets.
And again, depending on where you get your news, this story might look completely different.
Left-leaning outlets emphasize Tesla's alleged opacity and deliberate delays in reporting autopilot and FSD crashes.
While right-leaning ones focus more on the business impact of such investigations, highlighting the stock dip and regulatory pressure on Tesla as it aims to expand its self-driving technology.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time. They show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew that our viewers would love what they built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on stories that we bring to you guys, to their blind spot feeds that surface other important stories one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or use the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded. And we know it'll do the same for you.
So check this out. Tesla Malaysia has sold its 10,000th vehicle. It was only like, what, a year or so ago that there was no mention of Tesla in Malaysia.
Wow.
Congratulations. And would you like to see what a circuit breaker for one of the largest AI computer clusters in the world looks like?
You mean like a circuit breaker like this?
Yeah, but like bigger, way bigger.
Well, how much power does Colossus 2 use?
245 kilovolts and 80,000 amps.
Okay, so like this big? It's got a big red handle on it, maybe?
Bigger? Here it is.
Okay, so it's like the size of a car? I can't quite tell.
Well, let me put some people in the picture for scale.
Oh, that looks fake.
So like when you have to build a data center, these are the things you have to do.
That's not what I thought it would look like.
That just got installed at Colossus 2, which of course is XAI's giant AI cluster.
That's like...
in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's like something you would have in a video game to put into a theme park that you're building in your video game.
Yeah, crazy.
And it would just be a decoration because of course something like that couldn't possibly really work and exist. That's insane.
Do you think if someone comes to work one day and all the lights are out and they're like, go check the breaker.
How do you even turn it on?
I can't pull it. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup. We had reported earlier this year that the Las Vegas Police Department was gifted 10 Cybertrucks by billionaire Ben Horowitz.
Well, now they are starting to arrive from Upfit Tesla and are hitting the streets of Sin City. Sheriff Kevin McMahill says, we want these things because the cops inside will be safer no matter what. These stop bullets. These are also a tremendous recruitment tool for us.
I want to work for the Las Vegas Police Department!
Yahoo! Yeah, definitely.
And Ray posted, Tesla China doesn't sell Cybertrucks in China. Rich people are willing to pay as much as 2 million won to buy it anyway from third-party imports. It's road legal with green NEV license plates.
Wait, 2 million won? That's $280,000?
I know, that's a lot, right?
Hold on.
What are you talking about? We're doing a show. Who are you calling?
Hello, is this the Shanghai Auto Imports? Yeah, do you buy used Cybertrucks?
I done the math. Checks out.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news, and Starship Flight 11 is now scheduled for Monday, October 13th at 6:15 p.m. Central.
This will be Starship 38 and Super Heavy Booster 15-2.
What's dash 2 mean?
It means that this will be the second time it will fly.
Oh, it's already flown because it landed.
Right.
It got caught.
But it will not get caught again. The booster will splash down in the Gulf of America, and Starship will splash down in the Indian Ocean.
It's almost like they're just using it up at this point, just for testing.
Right.
Because so this is version 2.
So we're probably going to see, they're going to push it to its limits. So yeah. It's always exciting. It's not like they're just like, and we're just proving that it works yet again. They're trying to make it mess up or find ways that they can save weight or save fuel or make it better.
Kiko Donchev from SpaceX posted congrats to the SpaceX team for another 16 Falcon launches per month. That's amazing. They almost reached 17, but the weather wasn't so great at the end of the month. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. Don't forget, we're giving away a Tesla Model Y front cooler. And if you join us for as little as $1 a month, you can enter to win that. We've already had 6 winners. So lots of great stuff happening over on Patreon, including our Patreon bonus stories today. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for Elon's X's of the week. Elon posted Grok Fast now has a 2 million token context window. And I think a lot of people are confused about this. I certainly was because I don't know what 2 million tokens looks like. So I went in there and I uploaded a 300 page book and it was like, you can upload more pages if you like. And I'm like, how's that possible? It's 300 pages. And it was like, well, that's only 113,000 tokens or about 6%. So then I was like, could I load the entire Harry Potter series? And it was like, oh yeah, that's way less than 2 million tokens.
Wait, so Grok for Fast, you could give it the entire Harry Potter series?
And then ask it questions about it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, people. It's crazy. Elon reposted James Stevenson, who said, if you own Tesla shares in multiple Fidelity accounts and voted by clicking an email link from Fidelity, don't assume the shares in all of your accounts have been voted. Double check your status column now, as shown below, because you probably haven't. This is true of a lot of people. You might have them in a Roth IRA and a regular account. And so you might think you voted them all. and you didn't. It's important. We need all those votes in. Tim Urban posted, went to the mall today and in typical form failed to note where I parked. Instead of looking for it, I tried something crazy and summoned the car from the Tesla app. 30 seconds later, the empty car emerged from one of the lanes and pulled up in front of me. We live in the future.
Mark Valorian said this works very well in a surface parking lot. In a multi-level garage, where it is most useful, you're going to be extraordinarily frustrated. Extreme first world problem, but an altitude sensor would be incredible to add to Tesla for this purpose and make it possible to use FSD reliably in garages.
And Elon said, not for long. Meaning, I guess they're going to fix that problem. This post from El Seso, we're in our early 70s, diminishing eyesight, slowing reflexes, and heightened anxiety anticipating having to drive, traded our 2023 Outback Touring for the 26 Model Y Long Range with FSD. Love it! We live in the very busy, ever-changing Las Vegas Henderson Valley. Hardly ever have to intercede. This is a new lease on life for us. Can't wait for version 14 to make it even better. Thanks, Elon.
And Elon reposted with a heart emoji.
Elon said, funny to think that Bill Clinton's policies when he was president were essentially MAGA. And then he pinned this one. Elon said that Grok code now being used more than all other AIs combined on OpenRouter. David Sachs posted there's a market opportunity for AI to rewrite Wikipedia just taking into account all the banned sources. So I didn't know this, but like there's a whole bunch of news sources that I rely on that are actually banned. You can't use them to put something on Wikipedia.
And Elon says XAI is doing this for all human knowledge. We will open source the results. So I think he's thinking of making Grokopedia, which would be basically if you wanted to like have real Wikipedia, like I don't know if it ever was good because my librarian told me that I shouldn't use that as a source. But basically, he's going to make it everything that Grok knows in Wikipedia.
Well, you
format.
Can see how it would be smart because now when you post something to Wikipedia, humans have to check it. And if right. you can have an AI check it, I think that's faster and probably better. And then lastly, JP Decker posted, I want to thank the Musk Foundation, who is willing to step in and fund many of our Lowe's orders to help rebuild Western North Carolina. Thank you for your giving heart, Elon. And I think a lot of people don't know this, that quietly behind the scenes, he pays for a lot of things. All right, it's time for beautiful superchargers before we get to our supercharger reviews. And Tesla has turned on its first V4 supercharger cabinet in Rosewood City, California. Max DeZager, who's head of Tesla Supercharger, said it might be odd to get so excited about a white box, but the V4 cabinet is a charging masterpiece. AC in, 16 trays of power electronics, DC out. This is the tech that will make 1.2 megawatt charging for semi and 0.5 megawatt charging for cars ubiquitous around the world. Tesla Charging then posted the first V4 cabinet supercharger now live, 500 kilowatts, three times the power density, two times stalls per cabinet, higher throughput, higher efficiency, lower cost, faster deployments. And then this is the first plug-in. Tesla Charging went on to say, currently only supporting Teslas, non-Teslas in Q4, final engineering validations needed, and then posted this. And if you didn't catch that, that was a Cybertruck charging at 500 kilowatts. So we need to drive to Rosewood City today.
So just to be clear, we've been reporting on like new superchargers. We've say version 4. Those
stalls.
Are just version 4 stalls.
Yeah, you need to have the cabinet too if you want to get these speeds. So I don't know if they're going to retrofit all of them or not, but Elon really wants those 500 kilowatt speeds. So I think they're on a mission to probably upgrade them.
Don't you think we're getting a little too fast? Don't you think?
I didn't have time to finish my Slurpee.
I mean, sometimes I supercharge and I go like, man, I'm still hungry. I wish I could have another snack or, exactly. You know, it's great.
All right. It's time for supercharger reviews. Let's see what's out there.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Joe coming to you from the Harlingen, Texas supercharger right off of Route 2 in Texas. It is a 12-stall version 3 supercharger and it has lots of shops here and restaurants. One of them over way back here in the corner is Calacas Tacos. Really good taco place. There's a Konami Sushi, which is also right next to it. And then here on the other side, Wings and Rings, kind of like a sports pub. All really good options right off of the Route 2 here in Texas. Now you know, I give this one a 7 out of 10.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, here we are in San Mateo, California, and look at this Tesla V3 superchargers coming here. We are on Norfolk, right by Highway 92. There's lots of shopping, there's a cafe, and I think you should come on by. We got 14 new stalls coming soon. We got two more stalls over here for handicap vans. That's pretty exciting. These two here are on the end, so you could do a pass through with a trailer. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website that you can check out, and you can upload your own Superchargers. Head over to nowyouknowchannel.com to check it out.
Thank you for joining us today, everybody. Don't forget to head over to Patreon for those bonus stories and enter for your chance to win the Tesla Model Y front cooler. I mean, we're giving away a lot of stuff. I don't think it's ever going to end here. So head on over there, join us, and we will see you again on Thursday.
Now you know.